We spend approximately one-third of our lifetime doing it, or at least attempting to do it. And most people are not doing it nearly enough. I'm talking about sleeping, of course. According to the Public Health Agency of Canada, a quarter of adults ages 18 to 34, and 65 to 79 are not getting enough sleep. But the figures are even worse for those in the 35 to 64 age group. According to the government, one-third of this demographic are not getting quality shut-eye. These probably aren't surprising statistics, considering we live in a society that has glorified hustle culture, where one's career and social standing often take precedence over self-care practices, including nutrition, sleep, and daily exercise. But trust me when I say, you cannot burn a candle from both ends forever. In line with the theme of my last opinion column, an ode to the importance of daily routines, I wanted to discuss what I feel is the most important aspect of one's routine, a night of solid slumber. The government recommends adults ages 18 to 64 get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, while adults aged 65 and older are encouraged to get at least 7 to 8 hours each night. According to the same statistics, one in every five adults find the sleep they do get is not refreshing enough, and a third of adults say they have a tough time staying awake during the day. What is more, half of adults have trouble going to sleep or staying asleep during the night. This lack of quality sleep can be attributed to increased sedentary time during waking hours, chronic stress, and poor mental health. But, by employing some good sleep hygiene practices, one could be well on their way to a better night's sleep. First, you will want to ensure you maintain a regular bedtime and wake-up time each day, yes, even on the weekends. It is tempting to stay up later than normal or to sleep in on a weekend, but by staying consistent, you are creating a rhythm for your body to adhere to. Additionally, by going to bed earlier, you may be getting a more restful sleep. You can also eliminate distractions in your sleeping environment, such as reducing noise and light with the help of earplugs, eye masks, or blackout curtains. Similarly, keeping your room nice and cool may help you to have a more restful sleep. You will also want to avoid alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine before bed, as these substances can act as stimulants that disrupt our natural phases of sleep. Lastly, reducing stress through relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness or meditation, and exercising earlier in the day will also help to encourage a more restful sleep.